In the heart of ancient Greece, amid the rugged landscapes and fertile valleys, the story of Theseus begins. His origins were shrouded in both greatness and obscurity, for he was a hero born of royal blood, but raised in the quietude of humble circumstances. Theseus was the child of Aegeus, the king of Athens, and Aethra, the princess of Trozen. But before Theseus was born, Aegeus and Aethra had a life of their own. Aegeus, who had failed to produce a male heir with his first two wives, longed for a son. He sought the guidance of the Oracle of Delphi, where he was met with a cryptic prophecy. "Do not loosen the bulging mouth of the wineskin until you have reached the height of Athens, lest you die of grief." Aegeus did not understand the meaning of this cryptic message and was disappointed. In his efforts to uncover the meaning, led him to Trozen, where he met King Pittheus, who was known for his wisdom and skills at deciphering cryptic prophecies. Pittheus immediately understood the prophecy. The cryptic message foretold that Aegeus must refrain from drinking wine and having relations with any woman until he reached the city of Athens, or dire consequences would befall him. Yet instead of telling Aegeus the truth, Pittheus deceived him. He introduced Aegeus to his daughter, Aethra, after getting him drunk. Together, Aegeus and Aethra laid together and spent the night, ignoring the words of the oracle. However, Aethra was awoken by a dream, where Athena instructed her to venture across the shores of Troezen to the island of Spheria. There, under the moonlit sky, Poseidon emerged and approached the princess, and they too laid together. After a night filled with passion, Aethra returned to Troezen, where her relationship with Aegeus blossomed. Time passed, and Aegeus soon realized that Aethra was pregnant, but his obligations as king were calling him back home to Athens. Praying for a son, Aegeus left his sword and armor hidden beneath a great boulder. He told Aethra to keep this a secret, and to only tell their child once they had grown up. Aegeus told her that once their child was grown, they should bring the weapon and armor back to him in Athens. And with that, Aegeus left Aethra's side. Aethra's belly continued to swell with life. But little did she know, a miracle was taking place within her body. Having laid with both Aegeus and Poseidon on the same night, the child growing within her womb was a vessel of royal and divine blood, destined for greatness that neither mother nor child could fully comprehend. Eventually, Theseus was born. His destiny, though concealed in the cloak of the ordinary, was woven into the very fabric of Greek mythology, and his journey would span the realms of both man and deity. In the quiet town of Troezen, nestled along the tranquil shores of the Saronic Gulf, Theseus grew from a curious boy into a strong and noble young man. He lived a seemingly ordinary life, unaware of the extraordinary destiny that awaited him. Theseus was the son of King Aegeus of Athens, yet this fact remained a well-guarded secret, hidden even from the young hero himself. As the years passed, Theseus's exceptional qualities began to shine through. His incredible strength, unwavering sense of justice, and an unquenchable thirst for adventure marked him as someone special. But it wasn't until he reached the age of reckoning, the moment when every young man must claim his birthright, that Theseus's true journey began. It was then that Theseus's mother, Aethra, revealed the truth about his father, his lineage, and about the items that were left behind for him. Theseus sprang into action like a spark igniting the fires of destiny. Theseus learned that he was the rightful heir to the throne of Athens, his father's kingdom. King Aegeus, who had long yearned for the return of his son, was now waiting for Theseus to claim his birthright and join him in Athens. Theseus retrieved the sword and sandals left by his father and embarked on his journey. The road to Athens, however, was no ordinary path. It wound its way along the perilous coastline of the Saronic Gulf, a route fraught with danger and shrouded in myth. It was said that this road passed by six entrances to the underworld, each guarded by nefarious characters, vile bandits who awaited unsuspecting travelers. These six entrances would come to be known as Theseus's six labors. The first entrance to the underworld loomed before Theseus in the ancient land of Epidaurus. Here, in the shadowy recesses of the earthly realm, dwelled Periphetes, a fearsome son of Hephaestus. Periphetes was no ordinary bandit. He was a giant in both stature and cruelty. His weapon of choice was a brazen club, an instrument of destruction that he wielded with ruthless abandon. The sinister Periphetes would lie in wait along the desolate roads, lurking like a shadow in the darkness. When unsuspecting travelers crossed his path, he would unleash his brutal assault, bludgeoning them into submission and robbing them of their worldly possessions. To those who fell victim to his savagery, Periphetes was known simply as the Clubbearer, a grim moniker that struck terror into the hearts of those who dared to tread these treacherous roads. However, fate had other plans for Periphetes when Theseus, with the boldness that defined his heroic spirit, encountered the malevolent bandit. Instead of cowering before the bronze menace, Theseus seized the club from Periphetes' grasp, his fingers closing around the cold, unyielding metal. The balance of power shifted in an instant, and Theseus turned the tables on the monstrous foe. With each resounding blow, Theseus meted out justice, beating Periphetes into the very earth that had borne witness to countless atrocities. The bandit, who had once reveled in the suffering of others, now faced the inexorable judgment of a hero. In the end, Theseus may have even claimed Periphetes' club as his own, a tangible trophy of his first labor and a symbol of his indomitable spirit. Continuing his arduous journey along the perilous road, Theseus found himself at the foreboding Isthmus of Corinth, a place where nature and malevolence intertwined. Here, he encountered Sinus, a malevolent bandit whose heinous actions had earned him the epithet Pitiocamptes, meaning he who bends pine trees. Sinus reveled in a gruesome method of dispatching his victims. He would cruelly bind them between bent fir trees, an act of sadistic ingenuity designed to maximize suffering. When the tension reached its zenith, he would release the trees, unleashing their pent-up fury upon the hapless souls caught in this nightmarish contraption, tearing them asunder. Yet, Theseus was unyielding in the face of such malevolence. He stood resolute against the tyranny of Sinus, determined to bring an end to his reign of terror. With unwavering strength and justice coursing through his veins, Theseus overcame the malevolent bandit. The retribution that Sinus had so mercilessly visited upon others was now visited upon him, as Theseus delivered the same gruesome fate that Sinus had inflicted upon countless innocents. In the midst of this harrowing ordeal, a glimmer of humanity emerged. Sinus had a daughter named Perigen, and it was she who bore witness to the transformation of her father's legacy at the hands of Theseus. In a surprising turn of events, Theseus took Perigen under his protection, offering her solace and safety amidst the chaos. Their union would eventually bear fruit in the form of Theseus's first male heir, Melanippus, a testament to the enduring power of redemption amidst the darkness. As Theseus pressed onward, his indomitable spirit and unwavering courage led him to the beleaguered land of Chromion, where a grotesque terror held sway. Here, amidst the rolling hills and ancient forests, lurked a monstrous abomination known as the Chromionian sow. This vile creature, with its grotesque lineage tracing back to the union of Typhon and Echidna, unleashed havoc upon the land. Some whispered that it was called Phea, while others believed that Phea was the name of the wretched old woman who had raised the beast. Yet regardless of nomenclature, the Chromionian sow was a terror that had plagued the land for far too long. With the fearless resolve that had carried him through his previous labors, Theseus confronted the abhorrent creature. The hero's prowess was reminiscent of Heracles, who had faced his own trials in the service of humanity. In a fierce and unrelenting battle, Theseus vanquished the monstrous sow, putting an end to its reign of terror. As the dust settled and the people of Chromion emerged from their homes, they hailed Theseus as a savior, their gratitude echoing through the land. The Chromionian sow, once a symbol of dread, had been reduced to a defeated foe, a testament to the unyielding heroism of Theseus, whose journey continued with each step he took along the perilous road to Athens. Near the perilous cliffs of Megara, Theseus encountered the sinister Siren, a malevolent bandit whose cruelty knew no bounds. Siren devised a horrifying ritual for travelers who ventured along the treacherous cliff path that bore his name. He would force them to kneel before him, ostensibly to cleanse his feet, but treachery lay in wait. As these unsuspecting victims knelt, Siren would reveal his true nature. Ruthlessly, he would kick them over the precipice, sending them hurtling into the abyss below. Here a giant turtle awaited, its gaping maw hungry for the doomed souls that descended to their gruesome fate. Theseus, however, was no ordinary traveler. He was a hero whose very essence was forged in the crucible of justice. Confronting Siren, Theseus did not kneel or tremble in fear. Instead, he cast aside the malefactor, sending Siren tumbling from the cliff. The bandit met a gruesome end at the jaws of the very turtle he had so callously used to execute his victims. With Siren's reign of terror extinguished, the treacherous cliff path was no longer a place of dread. Travelers could pass without fear, and Theseus continued his relentless journey towards Athens, each step bringing him closer to his ultimate destiny. Closer to Eleusis, Theseus encountered the formidable King Cercyon, renowned throughout the land for his immense strength and unmatched prowess in wrestling. Cercyon's cruel game was known far and wide. He would challenge weary travelers to a wrestling match with a tantalizing promise. The kingdom of Eleusis would belong to anyone who could best him in combat. None had succeeded thus far. Theseus, however, was not just a hero of brawn, but also of intellect. He knew that defeating Cercyon required more than just physical strength. It demanded cunning and strategy. Accepting the challenge, Theseus engaged in a battle of wits with the mighty king. As the wrestling match unfolded, Theseus employed his intellect to outmaneuver Cercyon, avoiding the brute strength that had brought so many challengers to their knees. With a deft and decisive move, he lifted Cercyon high into the air and then dashed him to the ground. The cruel king's reign of terror came to a thunderous end, and Eleusis was freed from his oppressive rule. In a surprising act of generosity, Theseus bestowed the kingdom of Eleusis upon Hippothous, the grandson of Cercyon. This gesture of compassion demonstrated that Theseus, while unyielding in the face of evil, also possessed the wisdom to show mercy when it was deserved. The final labor on Theseus's arduous journey occurred near Eleusis, where he confronted the notorious bandit, Procrustes, also known as Polypemon. Procrustes, under the guise of offering travelers a night's rest in his seemingly generous abode, hid a malevolent nature that revealed itself with gruesome consequences. Procrustes' cruel deception lay in the dimensions of his bed. He would invite travelers to rest upon it, promising them comfort and respite. However, his true intention was to ruthlessly alter the traveler's own body to fit the bed, using force if necessary. Theseus, now an expert in overcoming treacherous foes, recognized the deceit and cruelty in Procrustes' actions. With unwavering determination, he seized Procrustes' own axe and turned it against the bandit. Theseus dismembered Procrustes, first cutting off his feet and then his head. The malefactor's reign of terror came to a decisive and final end, ensuring that travelers would never again fall victim to his sadistic ploys. With Procrustes vanquished, Theseus had successfully navigated the treacherous road to Athens, overcoming each deadly adversary in his path. His heroic journey continued to unfold, setting the stage for even greater feats and enduring legends in the annals of Greek mythology. Theseus had proven himself as a hero of unparalleled courage and strength as he completed the six harrowing labors along the treacherous road from Troezen to Athens. These achievements not only cleared the path for travelers, but also solidified his reputation as a formidable hero. Yet, Theseus's journey was far from over. He stood on the cusp of his destiny, ready to face the challenges that awaited him in the illustrious city of Athens. Upon his arrival in Athens, Theseus was met with a mixture of anticipation and trepidation. King Aegeus, his father, had longed for his return, but was also wary of potential threats to his reign. At the center of this intrigue was Medea, Aegeus's wife, and a powerful enchantress in her own right. Medea had previously been in love with Jason, the Argonaut, but after he rejected her, she committed a heinous crime and fled to Athens, where she married King Aegeus, promising him a son, Metis. Medea possessed an extraordinary ability to perceive the true lineage of individuals, a gift that allowed her to recognize Theseus as Aegeus's son. Her fear stemmed from the fact that Theseus's presence could jeopardize her son Metis's claim to the Athenian throne. The hero Theseus, while triumphant, remained in the shadows of his true identity, unknown to many in the city. His arrival signaled a moment of reckoning, where loyalties would be tested, and the cunning and treacherous Medea would soon set her plans in motion. As Theseus's presence in Athens became more apparent, Medea's treacherous mind went to work. She was determined to safeguard her son's claim to the throne at any cost, and she perceived Theseus as a significant threat. To undermine the hero, she crafted a devious scheme that would challenge not only his physical prowess, but also his wit and cunning. Medea's plan involved sending Theseus on a mission that she believed would be impossible to accomplish. She sought to use this task to rid Athens of the hero while maintaining her influence over the kingdom. Her plot would force Theseus to confront formidable adversaries and overcome seemingly insurmountable odds. As Theseus faced the trial set by Medea, he would need to rely on his resourcefulness, bravery, and innate heroism to navigate the treacherous path ahead. In these chapters, the stage was set for a high-stakes showdown between the hero and the enchantress, a battle of wits and wills that would determine the course of Theseus's destiny in the city of Athens. Medea's scheme to have Theseus capture the Marathonian bull was a calculated challenge. She believed that this formidable task would be beyond the capabilities of the young hero, underestimating Theseus's growing reputation as a legendary figure whose strength and courage knew no bounds. Theseus embarked on this perilous journey with unwavering determination. The path to capture the bull was fraught with trials and obstacles, reflecting the nature of his epic adventures. Along the way, he encountered various challenges, from dangerous creatures to treacherous terrains, testing not only his physical prowess, but also his intelligence and cunning. One of the most significant encounters during this journey was with an elderly woman named Hecale. This chance meeting provided a moment of respite for Theseus as he sought shelter from a fierce and tempestuous storm. In Greek culture, hospitality to travelers was a sacred duty, and Hecale exemplified this virtue. Grateful for Hecale's kindness, Theseus made a solemn promise to her. He swore that if he succeeded in capturing the formidable Marathonian bull, he would return to honor her with a special sacrifice. This act showcased Theseus's sense of honor, gratitude, and commitment to keeping his word, even in the face of daunting challenges. With unwavering determination and bravery, Theseus eventually managed to capture the ferocious bull, demonstrating his exceptional heroism. However, upon his return to fulfill his promise to Hecale, he was met with a heart-wrenching sight. The elderly woman, who had shown him kindness and provided refuge, had passed away during his absence. In a poignant and honorable gesture, Theseus decided to name one of the demes of Attica after Hecale. By doing so, he ensured that her memory would live on in perpetuity, and her act of hospitality and kindness would be forever associated with his heroic journey. As Theseus returned to Athens victorious with the Marathonian bull, Medea's treacherous plan began to unravel. Her initial intention was to poison Theseus, thereby eliminating him as a threat to her own son, Metis's claim to the Athenian throne. With the hero back in Athens, Medea saw an opportunity to carry out her malevolent scheme. Medea prepared a poisoned cup and offered it to Theseus under the pretense of celebrating his success. However, just as the cup with the deadly concoction neared Theseus's lips, fate intervened. King Aegeus, Theseus's father, recognized the distinctive sandals and sword that Theseus bore. Realizing the identity of the young hero, Aegeus acted swiftly, knocking the poisoned cup from Theseus's grasp. The intervention of Aegeus marked a pivotal moment in Theseus's journey. Father and son were finally reunited after years of separation, and Theseus's true identity was revealed to all. Medea's treacherous intentions were exposed, and her plans were thwarted, at least for the time being. These events set the stage for Theseus's further adventures and challenges in Athens. With his true lineage known and the malevolent Medea temporarily defeated, Theseus would face new trials and adversaries in his quest to secure his place as a hero and rightful heir to the Athenian throne. Theseus had become a celebrated hero due to his legendary journey along the perilous road from Troezen. However, the city was not without its internal strife and threats to his father's throne. The Palatines, sons of Pallas and nephews of King Aegeus, harbored ambitions to seize the throne for themselves. To achieve their goal, they plotted to eliminate Theseus, who stood as an obstacle to their aspirations. The Palatines' treacherous conspiracy was carefully orchestrated. they divided their forces into two groups. One faction planned to approach the city from one side, while the other lay in ambush near Gargettus, a location just outside Athens. Their scheme aimed to force Theseus, Aegeus, and the palace guards out of the city, only to be ambushed and overwhelmed from behind. Theseus, however, had a guardian angel in the form of a herald named Leos. Informed of the imminent danger by Leos, Theseus acted swiftly and decisively. Under the cloak of darkness, he managed to slip out of the city undetected, catching the conspirators off guard. In a surprise maneuver, Theseus confronted the Palatines, and a fierce battle ensued. Despite the odds stacked against him, Theseus's heroic valor and determination prevailed. He emerged victorious, defeating those who sought to usurp his father's throne and ensuring the continued rule of King Aegeus. This victory solidified Theseus's position in Athens and established his reputation as a true defender of the city. Theseus's heroic journey continued with a new and daunting challenge. King Minos of Crete, aggrieved by the assassination of his son Androgeus, declared war on Athens as retribution. To quell his wrath and end the hostilities, King Minos imposed a grisly tribute on Athens. Every 9 years, the city was required to send 7 young men and 7 maidens as sacrifices to the fearsome Minotaur, a monstrous creature imprisoned within the labyrinthine depths of Crete. Theseus, unable to bear the suffering of his people, made a courageous and selfless decision. He volunteered to face the Minotaur himself, vowing to his father, King Aegeus, that he would return with white sails on his ship if he succeeded. If he failed, the ship's sails would remain black, signaling his tragic demise. Upon arriving in Crete, Theseus encountered Ariadne, the daughter of King Minos. Ariadne, captivated by Theseus's noble spirit and heroism, fell deeply in love with the heroic Athenian. Recognizing the peril her beloved faced within the labyrinth, Ariadne devised a plan to aid him. With the help of the brilliant craftsman Daedalus, who had constructed the labyrinth to imprison the Minotaur, Ariadne secured a ball of thread. This thread would serve as a lifeline for Theseus, allowing him to navigate the labyrinth's winding corridors and find his way back after facing the Minotaur. Deep within the labyrinth, Theseus confronted the Minotaur in a fierce and harrowing battle. The outcome was a testament to his bravery and strength as he managed to vanquish the monstrous creature, ending the horrifying sacrifices imposed on Athens. His heroic exploits, aided by the love of Ariadne and the ingenious thread crafted by Daedalus, solidified Theseus's legacy as one of ancient Greece's greatest heroes. Having emerged victorious against the Minotaur and liberated Athens from the horrific tribute to Crete, Theseus and his fellow Athenians embarked on their journey home. However, this triumphant return was soon marred by tragic twists of fate and unforeseen betrayals. One such tragic event occurred on the island of Naxos. Here, Theseus made a heart-wrenching decision to abandon Ariadne while she slept. Ariadne, deeply in love with Theseus, awoke to find herself deserted. Later, she was discovered and married by Dionysus, the god of wine. This event would forever be a poignant tale of love and abandonment in Greek mythology. Simultaneously, Theseus faced a cruel twist of fate. During his voyage back to Athens, he forgot to change the black sails of his ship to white. This seemingly small oversight would have grave consequences. King Aegeus, Theseus's father, had been anxiously awaiting his return, and upon seeing the black sails, he believed his son to be dead. In his grief and despair, King Aegeus leaped from the cliffs of Sunion into the sea, which would be forever known as the Aegean Sea in his memory. Theseus returned to find that his father was gone, and that he was now the new king of Athens. His heart was a mixture of remorse and pride, but he knew what was expected of him. Theseus rose to the occasion and became one of the greatest kings in all of Greek mythology. In the age of myth and legends, a formidable friendship was born between two remarkable heroes, Theseus and Pirithous. Their tale begins with a spirited dispute over a herd of cattle, a dispute that would set the stage for an epic journey filled with courage, beauty, and perilous trials. Pirithous, the valiant king of the Lapiths, had heard whispers of Theseus's unparalleled bravery and strength in battle. Eager to witness this heroism for himself, he daringly rustled Theseus's prized cattle, driving them far from the plains of Marathon. An enraged Theseus, driven by a fierce determination to reclaim his stolen herd, embarked on a relentless pursuit of the audacious thief. As fate would have it, Theseus and Pirithous soon found themselves face to face, armed and ready for a fierce battle. But something extraordinary happened amidst the tension of impending combat. Instead of clashing in mortal combat, they were captivated by each other's courage. In a moment that would shape the course of their destinies, they made a solemn oath of friendship, forging a bond stronger than any sword or shield. Together, Theseus and Pirithous ventured into the annals of heroism, joining a band of fellow legends in the legendary Caledonian boar hunt. They proved their mettle in the face of a monstrous beast sent by the goddess Artemis herself, securing victory with their indomitable spirit and martial prowess. But as their stories intertwined, a new chapter began with Pirithous's upcoming wedding to the radiant Hippodamia. The centaurs, creatures known for their wild and unpredictable nature, were invited to the wedding feast as guests. However, their revelry took a dark turn as intoxication gave way to violence. Drunk and unruly, the centaurs sought to abduct the women in attendance, including the bride herself. In a fierce and chaotic battle that ensued, Theseus demonstrated his heroism once again by slaying Eurytus, the fiercest of the centaurs, ensuring the safety of the wedding party. But perhaps the most audacious and ill-fated adventure of all was Theseus and Pirithous's quest to marry daughters of Zeus. Theseus chose the legendary beauty, Helen, and abducted her. He left Helen with his mother, Aethra, and planned to marry Helen upon his return. Pirithous, on the other hand, set his sights on the queen of the underworld, Persephone, despite her already being married to the formidable Hades. Their reckless journey led them to the very depths of the underworld, where their audacity knew no bounds. Yet as they wandered on the outskirts of Tartarus, Theseus and Pirithous faced a cruel twist of fate. Theseus found himself immobilized, his body turning into an unyielding rock, while his friend cried out in despair. Surrounding them were the dreaded Furies, three goddesses of vengeance and retribution who punished men for crimes against the natural order. With serpents entwined in their hair, torches, and cruel whips in hand, these infernal beings, guardians of the underworld's order, were not to be trifled with. In this dire moment, even the hero's indomitable courage faltered, and they were led away to eternal punishment, their audacious venture leading them to the brink of doom. For months, Theseus sat in half-darkness, imprisoned within the confines of his stony prison, mourning not only for himself, but also for his dear friend Pirithous, whose fate remained intertwined with his own. Hope, however, came in the form of the mighty Heracles, descending into the underworld on his 12th and most perilous labor. Through his persuasive powers and the grace of the gods, Heracles secured Theseus's release, bringing him back to the world above. Yet the tragic fate of Pirithous remained unchanged. When Heracles attempted to free him, the very foundations of the underworld trembled, and it became evident that this task was beyond even the mightiest of heroes. Returning to Athens, Theseus discovered that the divine twins, Castor and Pollux, had spirited away Helen and his mother Aethra to Troy. Aethra was later rescued by Theseus's son, Acamas. Chapter 17, The Amazons. As Theseus ruled over Athens, he was constantly plagued by the thoughts of finding a queen to rule alongside him. In one chapter of his saga, Theseus stood shoulder to shoulder with the mighty Heracles, a distant cousin and a hero renowned for his incredible feats. Together, they embarked on a perilous expedition, a quest that would lead them to the fierce and formidable Amazons, a tribe of warrior women led by the valiant Queen Hippolyta. The Amazons, especially Queen Hippolyta and her sisters, were the daughters of Ares, the god of war. Upon setting his eyes on Hippolyta, Theseus was filled with desire. Theseus planned to abduct Hippolyta and make her his queen. Yet in a twist of fate, the abduction was not necessary. Instead, Hippolyta also had her eyes set on Theseus. A love blossomed between Theseus and Hippolyta, a love that could not be bound by the conventions of their worlds. Hippolyta willingly left her Amazon sisters to be with the hero whose courage and grace had captured her heart. The result was a union that shook the ancient world, as Theseus and Hippolyta were wed in the great city of Athens. But like all great unions, their love faced its trials. The Amazons, enraged by this marriage, descended upon Athens in a storm of fury, igniting the Attic War. Within the city's walls, the war unfolded. As the doors closed upon the invaders, the clash of swords and the cries of warriors echoed through the Athenian streets. Amazons and Athenians clashed, and the outcome hung in the balance. The city's defenses were led by Theseus, but in the midst of battle, the Amazon queen met her fate. In the heat of the battle, destiny played its hand. Hippolyta's sister, Penthesilea, threw a spear that inadvertently ended the Amazon queen's life. Enraged by this, Theseus led the Athenians to victory, defeating the Amazons and forcing them back towards the Black Sea. Though the war was over and they emerged victorious, Theseus was still saddened by the death of his queen. All was not lost, though, for Hippolyta had already given birth to a son, Hippolytus. Hippolytus grew to be a remarkable young man, known for his devotion to the goddess Artemis, a vow that led him to reject the advances of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and desire. This act of defiance would set in motion a chain of events that would test the very bonds of family and love. Theseus's personal life, marked by heroic deeds and tragic affairs, took a dark turn with his second wife Phaedra, the daughter of King Minos. Phaedra was also the sister of his first love affair, Ariadne, who helped him conquer the Minotaur. From their union, two sons were born, Demophon and Acamas. However, a forbidden and ill-fated love cast a somber shadow over their household, leading to a series of heartbreaking events. Phaedra, despite her marriage to Theseus, harbored a consuming and forbidden desire for Hippolytus, Theseus's son from his union with the Amazon queen Hippolyta. Hippolytus, unlike many young men of his age, was utterly devoted to the goddess Artemis, rejecting the advances of Aphrodite, the goddess of love and desire. This act of defiance earned him the wrath of Aphrodite, who sought retribution for his scorn. As a punishment, Aphrodite inflicted Phaedra with an uncontrollable and all-consuming love for Hippolytus. Phaedra, tormented by her forbidden passion, found herself trapped in a relentless and agonizing emotional turmoil. In a desperate attempt to win the affections of Hippolytus, Phaedra resorted to deceit and treachery, setting in motion a series of events that would lead to tragedy and sorrow. Her actions would not only alter the course of her own life, but also bring calamity to the lives of those around her, ultimately leading to a devastating and heart-wrenching outcome. Phaedra's forbidden love and the ensuing deception would haunt the lives of Theseus, Hippolytus, and the entire Athenian royal family. As the web of deceit unraveled, it left a trail of despair, vengeance, and heartache in its wake. Phaedra's nurse, burdened by the weight of her mistress's secret and tormented by her own conscience, finally revealed the truth to Hippolytus. Bound by an oath of silence, Hippolytus was left in a morally agonizing situation. He could not expose Phaedra's deceit without tarnishing her honor and reputation. Trapped in a painful dilemma, he chose to keep the nurse's secret, unwittingly sealing his own fate. Phaedra's unrequited passion for Hippolytus, however, became increasingly unbearable. Overwhelmed by her longing and despair, she devised a sinister plan to both free herself from her anguish and destroy her object of desire. She left behind a fabricated letter, written in her own hand, in which she falsely accused Hippolytus of violating her. The consequences of this deceitful act would be devastating. When Theseus discovered the letter and the lifeless body of his wife, his world crumbled into grief and rage. Consumed by anguish and unable to bear the loss of Phaedra, he was swayed by her false narrative. In his desperate sorrow, he prayed to Poseidon to curse his own son, Hippolytus. Poseidon, the god of the sea, unleashed a terrible sea monster to terrorize Hippolytus's horses as he drove his chariot along the coastline. In the ensuing chaos, the horses were frightened and uncontrollable, causing a fatal accident that resulted in the death of Hippolytus. Artemis, the goddess whom Hippolytus had devoutly honored, could not bear to see her loyal follower unjustly punished. She revealed the truth to Theseus, exposing the treacherous deception of Aphrodite, who had orchestrated the tragic chain of events. It was revealed that Hippolytus had been innocent all along, falsely accused and unjustly condemned by Phaedra's deceit. In his despair and realization of the terrible injustice that had befallen his family, Theseus vowed to seek vengeance on Aphrodite, the goddess of love, desire, and beauty. The once great hero, known for his valor and daring exploits, was now a grieving father, burdened with the heavy weight of remorse, his heart filled with a burning desire for retribution against the capricious whims of the gods. Theseus's life was a web woven with heroism, tragedy, and divine intervention. He had braved the perils of the Minotaur's labyrinth, forged an unbreakable bond with Pirithous, and navigated the complexities of love and betrayal within his own family. His legacy extended beyond his deeds and adventures. The hero's tale also served as a testament to the enduring power of friendship and the capricious nature of the gods. And so, the story of Theseus, the hero who conquered the Minotaur, faced the trials of the gods, and navigated the labyrinth of life itself, came to an end. His legacy remained, a testament to the enduring power of courage, friendship, and the indomitable human spirit.